You know, the needs of our nation to improve our infrastructure is so great that the federal government cannot assume the cost for all of it. So it behooves us as a nation to address the deteriorating infrastructure by thinking about new and innovative ways in which we can fund our infrastructure. And so President Trump has so many really exciting and novel ideas about how to finance our deteriorating infrastructure so that once again, we will become more competitive in the worldwide environment and so that America can be great once again. So basically, we allow different kinds of money, private sector money, to come into the United States, I'm not saying foreign, to come and fund, let's say, a bridge or a road, or it can be any kind of infrastructure. By the way, I should also add that the president's initiative on infrastructure will include probably energy, water, broadband, so it's not just roads and bridges.
Well, so maybe if I'm hearing you properly, maybe what you're saying is that, for example, if a company were to rebuild a road, they might get their investment back by, say, having a toll on that road, and this way the taxpayers don't pay a penny, they make a profit, it's a win-win, something like that?
Yeah, thank you for putting it that way. You know, that is certainly one example of how that would work. Now, I have to say, there are some people who may not support toll roads, but we have to take a look at all of these financing mechanisms, because once again, the needs of our infrastructure are so great that the federal government cannot and should not be the only source of funding to repair our bridges, our roads, you know, our energy grid, and to install new aspects of the infrastructure for a new America of the future.